It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Wake up, Atlanta. This is the morning shift. I am he, and he is I, Squid Billy Bo Morgan. He's the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. And she's our own national reporter.
She walked in smiling just now, Tiffany.
No,
how's it going?
Not that. I'm out of breath because I had two scares this morning. I was trying to leave my apartment.
Oh, she was one in shape on the show.
What?
I thought you were in this shape.
No, I sprinted, okay? I was trying to leave my apartment, and this guy was out in the hallway. But I've seen this guy 8,000 times. He lives there. And I jumped, and I was like, man, I thought I would, like, be a fight-first kind of person. And then...
You weren't? You froze?
And then when I pulled in here, exact thing Mike was talking about the other week where you drop something down... The side of your...
Yes.
So it was my keys. So I wouldn't be able to lock my car. And I'm like, well, this is Atlanta. I'm not going to leave my keys in my car to get into work. So I had to try to get those out. Then I'm jogging down the hallway, and I'm almost at the door. And Dylan's like, hey, I'm right behind you. And I just screamed.
She let out a shriek of terror, like in a slasher movie.
It's been eventful.
Wow. Yeah, I was like, I knew at the position I was in, I was like, I'm going to scare her one way or another. I unintentionally, obviously, but I was like, I'm just going to get out the way now. So I was like,
the scream,
hey, Tiff,
I let
I'm
out
here.
Was a, I'm
it was
ashamed.
A shriek.
It
was,
I'm ashamed of
it
myself.
It was really a shriek of terror. Yeah.
I'm very much ashamed of myself.
I scared my wife on accident yesterday or two nights ago, and she was so mad at me. And I could not have walked up any slower or, you know, announced my arrival any easier. Like, there's nothing I could do. And I just said, hey, what's going on? She was like, oh, my God. She was so mad at me. And I was like, what did you want me to do? Why are you so angry with me right now? I'm not sure how else I could have approached the situation.
It's just jumpy. It's just, yeah. I guess I'm a jumpy person. Maybe she's jumpy.
Yeah.
I think there's
an element of fear.
Well, no, I think there's a relaxation about, you know, you're alone, and when that suddenly that trust that you have that you're the only person in that area is broken, it's just a natural reaction, because the way our house is built, you know, there'll be like there's some corners and stuff, you know, and I think like you come from the bedroom and the way you turn to the kitchen, if somebody's like in the pantry or whatever and you don't realize it, it'll startle you, you know, if you just think you know where someone's at. So, I mean, I get it. Amy and I scare each other all the time, but, you know, I guess the scare is probably a bad word. Startle each other all the time because of not hearing the other person in the house, is, you know, creaky as the house can be at times. yeah. with, you know, the hardwood floors and stuff. But
the youth would call you scary, Tiff, for your actions
well,
today.
Well, leaving my place this morning, so there very rarely do I run into someone, but usually it's been that guy. And so, because he's usually coming back, whatever he's coming from. And I haven't been scared of him before. I think I've seen him in more public like areas, but he was, to my defense, he was moving extremely slow in the hallway. Like, I come out, and there's this, he's kind of, like, trying not to scare me, so he's kind of, like, backing up. But then I'm like, what's happening? And I think my knee, like, went up, because I was about to turn and go back to my apartment, like, or let the dog out.
Man, it was about to
but
get real.
I'm like, what? And then he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I realized who it was, and I'm like, jeez.
Yeah, moving back, like you said, he probably was like, oh, man. It's probably a situation like me. He's like, I'm probably going to scare her. I don't
you
really want to scare her.
You ran up on me. You ran up behind me.
And he probably
didn't run up behind you. I was behind you, and I was like, let me announce myself, even though I know I'm going to scare her.
I mean, he probably just didn't want to ride in the elevator with you. So he was just trying to.
No,
like,
that
man
right
just living his life.
No,
he's like, this girl just looked at me in terror.
He was on his floor. He was coming, like, he was going to where he was going on the floor as I was leaving my, stepping out of my place. So.
Dude,
anyway.
I walked 9 holes yesterday when I got home, like late in the afternoon. And when I got home, took my socks off, and
yikes.
I had a tan line of pollen. And believe it or not, somehow pollen got inside my socks.
Yeah.
Like, it was disgusting.
I believe it.
It's like sand now.
I felt yesterday leaving the trail, and I had on, like, black leggings.
Yeah.
And they were covered. And then I saw the wind blow. I don't know if you guys saw that whole thing on, I forget which social media for Atlanta or Georgia.
Oh, when the tree got cut down?
The tree fell.
Yeah.
Yes. That is what I saw blowing in the wind at the trail. And I'm like, why am I here?
No, that's – all right. We got some – like, on the fifth hole, it's an elevated tee. And tee box, and it's not by much, but it is. But the hole goes down, and the wind was blowing, and it was like a pollen bowl, like it was quite interesting. I'm gonna tell you what though, walking, dude, yesterday I got done walking 9. I think the allergies of the fact that it was a little bit toasty yesterday. I had a nice lather. I got home and I was like, damn, I'm sore. Like, I'm tired. Yeah. I did legs Tuesday. And then I walked yesterday. I was like, man, I'm done. Like, I'm ready. I mean, I'm ready to sit on the couch for a while.
You brought up the weather, man. I was looking at, obviously, the weather for Orlando in the coming days because I'm headed that direction. It was like, oh, record highs for April 5th. And I was like, oh, that's not good. It's like 91 degrees for April 5th. I was like, oh, man.
What's the humidity going to be?
I don't know.
Because Orlando is middle Florida is a wasteland. It is just a hot,
it was built on a swamp,
humid wasteland. It is. It might be one of the most miserable places on earth. Because you're in the middle of Florida. There's no water.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you don't have the benefits of the coast. You know, Florida is essentially what, a peninsula. So there's all, if you're on the coast, you're fine. But if you're like in Orlando, you're in the middle of the state, almost dead smack in the middle. It might be the most miserable place in the United States of America.
That's strong.
Well, other than
South Texas,
other than the entire state of Mississippi. But yeah, I'm just saying.
Other than a certain team's fan base right now.
Which one? I mean, hell, you just name an Atlanta team. I mean, the United might be the happiest fan base in the city.
What team do you put country in front of?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, well, Braves country, I hear you, but I'm just like the Hawks fan base ain't much better right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I tweeted this morning, I was like, I need the positive vibes from Atlanta fans. Like, and please, if you are listening right now, throw it out there at me, at MPJohnson79. I tweeted and I was like, I need to know what you're excited about or what the good vibes are rolling through your head in terms of Atlanta sports right now. Because we've scratched and clawed, and I think that you have to keep the positive vibes, obviously. But, you know, and I threw a couple out there. Is it the return of Strider and Ronald Acuna? Is it the development of Rizashay and Dyson Daniels? Is it, you know, is it the draft coming up in 3 weeks? What is the positive vibes about? Because last night was a tough night.
Well, we can go ahead and set the table for the wake-up call. If you're up with us this early, wake-up call's at 8 o'clock. And, yeah, maybe we could pivot that way, try to do something positive.
Yeah.
If you have some good vibes around Atlanta sports teams, you can give us a shout then. So just planting the seed now.
And it's funny because, real quick, Tiff, you mentioned Strider, and I know we'll hit the front page in a second, but I was listening to Mike and Carl yesterday, and I heard Mike say, well, you know, how many more rehab starts does Strider need? And I think that Braves fans need to understand he's only had like 3 guys. Like, literally, he had the spring training start before, And then I think he's only had maybe even just two, but he hasn't had that many rehab starts. They're just trying to get him up to 60 pitches right now. So if you think Strider's coming back tomorrow, not you. I know that's not what you're saying with your question, but this is more like fan base. Like, you guys need to check yourself, because especially where this team looks like it's headed.
I was going to say,
you might not.
Why,
I mean,
are we in a hurry?
I'm not going to rush Strider back to pitch for a 3-17 team, because that's kind of your trajectory right now. So let's check the brakes on rushing star players that are under contract back after major injuries before, you know, for a team that, you know, I mean, we might be selling at the deadline. So,
hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's stick with the Braves. We'll hit the front page. They were close. They were close. But unfortunately, Shohei Ohtani hit a tie-breaking home run in the ninth inning, which happened to also be his bobblehead night, which took the Dodgers over the winless Braves 6-5. So Dodgers remain unbeaten and the Braves remain winless.
Just as rough as you want to make it. I mean, you talk about the ups and downs. Obviously, Snicker doing a good job, I think, of completely just throwing a wrench into this and going, dude, some of you guys just need a night off. Some of you guys need a night away from the starting lineup. A completely different starting outfield than you started the year with, obviously. Stuart Fairchild's been in here in Atlanta with the Braves for 48 hours and gets the start in right field. It paid off early, but you fell right back into the same traps throughout the game. So many ups and downs. The Dodgers obviously gave you some openings, had some errors, had some misplays, had some bad base running. But in the end, Ohtani reaches out and grabs an 89-mile-an-hour changeup over the outer black and sends it into the stands, and we once again have failed at winning baseball games.
You can whine and complain about Snicker all you want, and I'm with you. I loved when I read the lineup. I sent y'all it, and I was actually excited because you know what? You're not doing your job. You're benched. I'll put someone, and then, you know, I'm not benching you forever, but you know, sit your ass over there and think about what you haven't done. How about that? You have five unearned runs, which helped my fantasy team for Blake Snell because he didn't give up any runs, but he also, you know, didn't really pitch well. And I thought the Braves did a good job of putting the ball in play. And they had like maybe two or three bunt hits yesterday.
Yes,
Eli
Lord.
White.
Yes,
Fairchild got one. And then you get to the eighth with one out, and they're in trouble, and you bring in Iglesias. Zero issues. Guys pitched once.
As a matter of fact, in the sixth inning, I was like, they need to bring Iglesias in the eighth.
The problem was, he's not overly sharp. He's not got a ton of work. I mean, why would he get work? And Muncy, who had a terrible day at third base, gets a big hit, ties the game, and then Ohtani does what the best player in baseball does. Austin Riley, I love the fact that he did a little bit of a look in the mirror and basically said, "Yeah, I'm pathetic right now." And he didn't say the word pathetic. But he might have. He came pretty close.
Yeah, I like that too. And your point you said a minute ago about Snicker sitting guys on the bench going, go over there and think about what you know. I don't think thinking about it's an issue. I think they all are very well aware, and they're all probably pressing. And I think that's why they probably all get a chance to kind of ride the pine for a little bit. But I just getting a different look, speed. You mentioned bunts. How about going first to third? How about taking the extra base? Although I did hate that Brian De La Cruz got thrown out at home plate.
I'm mixed on that, Mike, because I watched it and I go, you can't do that. And then I go, what the hell do you have to lose? You've got to fight. You're looking for – and look, the season's not over. The Mariners in 95 started 0-7, I believe, and made the playoffs. Might have been 0-8, but I think it was 0-7.
It was 0-7.
So, there's still talent on this team. But you're looking for something – the splash case, maybe the monster energy, the giant big gulp Mountain Dew, the shot of caffeine, I'm stopping short of you of going, Johnny Depp in a movie with white powder, so you need something to just flare up on this team and shoot a light, some energy. And it's not, and maybe last night was it. I don't know. I'm numb to loss, but Schwellenbach at home against the Marlins makes me feel good. I know the Marlins are 4-3. They got off to a good start, too, but any shot of energy, any adrenaline. You need, like, the Pulp Fiction where what's her name, ODs, and he shoots the heart shot, and it wakes
Uma
her up.
Thurman.
She's like, ooh, like that. That's what the Braves need. Yeah. Austin Riley might need one.
I honestly thought last night was going to be that. When you tune it in, I think they were up 5-2 at one point. And I'm like, oh, and I'm flipping back and forth. The Hawks were up at a certain point, and you're going back and forth. And I was like, this is what they needed. And then they get an off day, and then they get to come home, and we can wrap our arms around these guys.
And not so fast.
Didn't work out the way I thought it would.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.